Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Depending on how the wind blows, I might even tame my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
What is beauty? We heard a few weeks ago from sociologist Ruggie that certain bodies are not considered aesthetically pleasing outside of their so-called natural habitat. She cited this as one of the socio-cultural reasons for segregationist systems such as slavery and apartheid. This means, like most things, that beauty cannot be defined outside of its context. So, for women who spend most of their time working within families that look nothing like them, what is beauty? What is your idea of beauty built on? So where did you learn what beauty is, and who taught it to you?
There is a natural beauty. That's what I like. Your own hair.
Mm.
You know, I don't like those blondie or whatever. I like to be natural.
You don't like
waves. I don't like waves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like natural beauty.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tell us what you think beauty is for you, Sibathe.
For me, it's like being natural.
Mm, okay.
For me, it's being natural. I don't want to change my God-making plan. You see?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't want to change it.
So do you
sometimes, uh-huh, like hair changing, relaxing, but not the weaves, whatever.
So what for you, what are things that change God's plan, like you're saying, for your appearance? What are some of the things women do?
Like people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, some they change, but they end up ugly.
Ugly, so what kind of things do they use to change?
Those chemicals, they burn their faces, they do what they... I don't know how to describe them.
Uh-huh.
The pons, or this new fashion pons for now.
Pons.
Yes.
Right. Bleaches your skin.
Pons?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Hmm. They turned up their faces like having scars, as if they were bent, but not bent, just because of that cream
they're trying
applying.
To change the color of your skin.
They want to look like white. But I'm black as I am. I want to be more. Sometimes you find their face is white, but if you look at the hands, the whole body is black. See how? Why? Why is like that?
So,
you see? Being natural, I think, is more than changing.
You touched on so many different things we were going to ask there.
Sure.
But like, why do you think they're trying to look white?
I don't know. But in my situation, I think they want to be like whites.
Mm.
You see, the white people, when they came in our lives, some of us, they want to copy their living, they copy even their body, everything.
Do you find white women beautiful? Or what white people look like? Do you find it beautiful?
Naturally, they are beautiful, but some we want to copy. The way we copy is hurting us. It's spoiling our skin, turning our skin.
And our hair.
Like, yes,
huh?
Yes.
Trying to straighten it and fight with it, yeah.
Because sometimes you see some, they by their forehead, there is no hair.
There's no hairline.
Only
because of weaves.
Yes, they've been
pulling their hair for so
end
long.
End up looking funny.
Macy, what do you think? What do you think about black people trying to look like white people?
They like things. That's what I can say. Black is beautiful. That's what I can say.
Who taught you that? Why do you feel that way?
The reason why I feel like the way I'm black, and I have to accept it that I'm black. I can't just bleach myself to be yellow, although I'm not yellow in natural. You have to be natural.
But now let's talk about... That leads to a question about complexion.
Yeah, I do. That's exactly what I was thinking. Do you think that there can be beauty in every single complexion, from the very, very dark to the very, very light? And then in particular with you, what relationships do you have with your own complexion? So this is a two-part question. So the first part is, do you think from the very light to the very dark, there is beauty in all of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so describe to us what relationship you have with your own complexion. Firstly, do you find yourself light, dark, medium, Macy?
I'm dark.
You're dark. Okay.
You're dark. Okay. And have you, do you like your complexion?
I do like it.
And have you always loved your complexion?
Yes.
And you've never wanted to be darker or lighter?
No.
No.
Have people, when you were at school, did people ever laugh at you, make you feel bad about your complexion?
Never.
Really?
I grew up in the village.
Mm.
Everybody's having his own color.
Mm.
The others, they were look like colored like Mbali.
I do not look colored.
Yeah.
I'm a black-ass woman.
That is very new. You know, oh, wow.
I am. I'm a black-ass woman.
I'm going to have to reevaluate what I see you as now, you know?
I'm wow. dark in color. You are, you know,
yeah.
same color with my mom. So, I mean, I accept it.
Mm.
I accept my color. And they didn't even laugh to me that I'm looked like...
That is amazing because I have yes. a lot of stories about being dark. But Sibatle.
For days.
The way. But Sibatle.
Yes.
What would you say you are? Are you dark? Are you light? Are you medium?
I'm dark.
Uh-huh.
And yes. you like it?
Yes, I like it.
Yeah?
Why do you like it?
I grew up in the village.
Mm.
There is very hot. Mm. It's very sunny.
Mm.
So... the sun in my skin is not that sensitive to sun. So I was used to it.
The power when of it melanin.
Yes. And even the, you see the lighter one, like Sister Mban.
Oh my God.
The colored Sorry one, for, yes. The colored one.
Just,
yes.
Why am I being targeted? This is apartheid.
For once you're at
number. No. It's for not once. Apartheid. When you go like in the village where it's very hot.
Right.
Your skin would be too sensitive to the sun.
Yeah, I struggle.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you,
yeah that's,
sometimes you develop land. Some blisters on your face. You see that?
I struggle. Sometimes I go really red.
Yes, yes.
I get sensitivity
yes.
and yeah. then I kind of tan, so I got to go a shade darker.
Even you can, oh, you, yeah. if you can realize, even the white people now, this season, they are feeling...
they love
yeah, they love the season, this season. But when it's hot, you can see them walking all over, everywhere.
But you know
the
what's
malls,
interesting?
Whatever.
You
yeah.
know what's interesting mm. about, mm. about mm. White people and sun?
Mm. Mm.
You know white people like to tan.
Mm.
They like to look darker, so they lie in the sun so they go brown.
Yes. Yeah, but if their skin turns to that brown, it's not like that our brownish.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, you know, like the bent whatever.
Yeah,
it's not that brown like we are.
And they've got to
yeah.
be very careful about it because their skin is sensitive and they peel and they also, they first go red.
Yes, yes.
But did anyone make fun of you when you were younger?
No, some, yes. They say you are very black, you are dark.
Mm.
But to me, it's fine because I look like my mom. My father is white, is like... brownish, but me, I'm exactly as my mom.
Okay.
So I love the way I look like.
It's interesting. It feels like there's maybe more acceptance of it in the villages or homesteads than in the urban areas, because it was really terrible.
Yeah, because in urban areas, most they laugh. They say, "You look at that black girl." Oh.
Yes.
Some they say you don't bad, but you bad.
They compare me to shoe
but
polish.
But why?
Yes.
Why do you
black
think
like me?
Why black do, like me.
Why do you think this issue exists where blackness isn't attractive to people?
It's not attractive to people.
No. Yeah. Why would people tease you for being dark?
I don't know.
And why does this yellow bone thing exist? And why do people want to be fair? Where do you think it comes from?
You know, others, they grew up in the suburb or let's say in some other area.
Mm.
So where they don't see most of the black, when they see black, they started to... they don't have knowledge actually about the dark black.
Do you think it's status?
Yeah, it's
Do you
a
think
status.
Complexion comes with status?
It's a status.
Yes. So sometimes what like what kind of complexion gets you status?
You know, my part of my relationship with dark skin was also that it's associated to the foreign. If you're dark, you must not be South African. You know? I don't know if you've also had that based on how dark you are, they think you don't come
from the other place.
You're Zimbabwean,
from,
right?
Yes, I'm come from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And then we know that South Africa has a sort of volatile relationship with other African
countries. Yes.
They say so, but it's not true. My mom, she's dark. More than you. I think when he grew up, maybe they were calling him in some other names. But he's black. But he's a South African.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they think she isn't, right?
You know, my sister is black like you. People, they used to say is a Zimbabwean. Those years ago, we used to stay in Rosebank. The police one day stopped him. So we need your ID.
The ID, passport. You know,
because he's black. They were thinking maybe he come.
It's very strange though, because you do get very dark South Africans. Tonga. South Africans, for instance, are very dark.
Like my employers. My employers are dark.
Yeah.
If I work with them without that kitchen uniform, you can't say I'm an employee. You say we are just a family. Even most of the times I go many places with them, they say we are a family. When they come maybe to the ID, they say, how, why are you Svanda?
Does that help you though, to work with, for people who are of a similar complexion to you? Do you feel more like a part of the family?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel at home. You feel like, just the uniform.
Yeah.
Is the one which say this one is working. But
because they look like you, you feel more comfortable and more familiar with them.
Yes.
And do you think it works for the relationship?
Yes.
It helps. Unlike working for somebody who's
for the white or the...
Really? You, on the other hand,
very good.
Have worked for a white family that has been so... that has been so good to you. And did you ever feel out because you were a different color?
Never,
Taya, right?
Used to say it's my sister. Actually, it's still my sister. You know, she's white, I'm black. But he didn't even see my color. Because when I was working, he used to hate those overalls. You know?
Yeah, the overalls are a big
I asked him why. He said, gonna those years. He didn't explain. But I knew it what he's thinking. Then I was wearing my jean all the time or my dress. I was not using overall. He didn't even want to differ, you know. Then when people come and say, who is it? Say, it's my sister. It's my black sister.
But I think people in general, though, do feel... If I think about relationships and attraction in general and beauty, people... do feel comfortable, more comfortable probably around people of a similar shade.
Yeah.
You know? And even among black people, I think a lot of yellow bone black guys will look for yellow bone girls.
But I do want to ask, ladies, since you have a healthy relationship with your complexion and your dark skin, and from someone who was very teased as a young girl. So if a young girl came to you and said, I hate my skin, I'm so dark and I hate it, what would you tell her?
You have to advise him. Love yourself from inside before you go outside. Once you love yourself inside, it's whereby that you're going to love your color. It's whereby you're going to love yourself, you know. That's what I'm going to advise him.
And you, Sibahle?
I say stay natural. Stay natural. God made you black, so you must stay black. Because you can use the other cream to change you to be white or brownish. But at the end, you'll become black again. You'll return to that blackness God gave you first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay natural.
Let's talk more about attraction. Okay, so... It's quite a trend, I think, for black men to find white women attractive, right? And to date white women. Why do you think that is?
It's a status, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because you like outside. You don't want to know about inside.
So you don't think it's necessarily even a beauty thing? It's just a status thing?
Yeah, it's a status. It's a status, really.
Who is getting the status? Is it the black person dating the white person, or the white person dating the black person?
The one, like, I'm black. I want to date white.
Oh, so you're receiving a higher status.
Yes. You know, To my side, it's a status.
Okay.
So do you
think there is a difference between beauty and like. You know? Those people, they like.
What if it was a poor white man? Do you think it would still...
You can't.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not even for love. If you like or you love, it's only a status. It doesn't look like a beauty.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Do you agree, Sister Butler, that a lot of black men date white women for status?
Yeah, I agree.
And by status, we don't mean beauty. We mean what? Money. Do you think it's money?
Yeah, I think they go for money. Mostly go for money.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it makes them feel more powerful? So maybe it's money and power.
Yes, it's money and power.
Interesting. Yeah. And do you think white men find black women attractive?
I don't think so.
You don't?
Why not?
Why not?
Because most of white men, they don't fall in love with black. You know.
Why do you think that is?
The reason why they don't fall in love with black, they look at the color first. There is the other undermine there, you know, unless if you've got something.
So you think that's also a status thing?
It's a status.
So you think we're confusing beauty for status a lot of the time?
Yes.
When you say unless they have something, what do you mean? A career, money? Is that what you mean?
A career.
Okay. Some status.
So if they have their own status as
A
black
career.
Woman, okay.
But you don't think naturally they find black women attractive?
No.
No?
I don't think so to white.
Would either of you date a white man? Looks on your face.
Yeah, you should have seen their faces. It's like we just insulted them.
Oh my goodness,
them.
You would swear I asked you if you were like, I don't know, a sheep or something. Okay, hold on. This is from the top right. Why? Why wouldn't you date white men? Maisie.
You know what? My culture. It's not going to manage my culture.
Right.
We have a lot of things. So he's not going to understand it. We go to the corner, we take a snuff, whatever, we speak to our ancestors. So he's not going to understand it. I better get someone who knows about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why, hey?
That's why.
Even if he was so kind, so attractive, so successful, so patient and loving.
I didn't, and I don't think so. I can't.
You can't? Mm-mm. There must be something more there.
Yeah, I also feel like
there's something more than culture there.
Yeah.
Tell us. There's something more. There's something you're leaving out. Because I'm saying to you, even if he was patient and kind and loving and he wanted to learn this, there must be another reason.
Really? I don't have more reason. You know, a culture, my religion is too tough.
Do you find white men attractive? Do you find them good looking? Can you appreciate a good looking white man?
Yeah, they look so very smart.
Can he charm you?
Yeah, he can, but I can't fall in love with him. He can charm me. If I go forward, you just go to play. I want to be honest.
You're going to play?
Yeah, I want to see.
You want to experiment?
I want to experiment.
It's just curiosity.
What about if he falls on you?
It's not going to be my fiancé.
Okay, so it's just an adventure.
Yeah.
It's like an exotic holiday. It's like going to Hawaii.
It's when they have jungle fever. Yeah.
I can't stick.
Fair enough. What do you think?
No, I can't fall in love with white. Just we can be friends, not...
Why?
Because in our culture, they won't accept him.
They won't? Why not?
I don't know, but... they won't.
But are you fine with
even
that?
Even sometimes I can get him to our home. In the villages, they are going to give him a job for just for son-in-law, do this. He won't do anything because he knows nothing. That's why black must marry a black one, so that even if he's from Nigeria, Congo, whatever, I will teach him. It's easier than teaching a white man, you see.
To slot the cat.
Yeah.
But you get so many black men nowadays who haven't had any exposure to tradition, right? Yeah. And who grow up like a lot like white men do. You know, some of them are even adopted maybe by white families, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of black men nowadays know nothing in that regard.
Yeah, I know that. I see. I know that there are some.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, some even speak, you know, Zulu and Sotho.
I mean, I know white men who are more black than some black men.
Okay, hold up.
No, I'm serious.
Girl.
I'm serious. Who are more African and more like in touch with the motherland. I do. I really do.
You know what?
It's hard.
Xhosa to Xhosa, Pedi to Pedi.
Wow, fine. Really? That specific?
I want to be honest because the tradition.
It's almost the same. It's the same, yeah.
It's not the same. Mm. It differs somewhere.
Yes, but you almost.
Know? It's almost the same. I'm married with the Indian. I don't know nothing about Indian, the religion, the culture, whatever, and so on.
Yeah, but Indian men and black women, or Indian and black couples make beautiful babies.
Oh, they do.
Very beautiful. It's like black and Chinese
and
as well.
Asian, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, you were saying. We got distracted. Okay.
So when it comes to your beauty and how you make yourself up every single day, how much of what you think makes you beautiful is associated to what men will think is beautiful?
My sister, I like my beauty. All the time when I wake up on my bed, I take my nightie out. I have to be booty. I have to make myself.
So you're
beauty.
Doing it for yourself?
I do it for myself, not for someone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too. I do it for myself, not for someone to say, you look beautiful, you look what. Just for me to be me. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not doing it for anyone.
So my question to you earlier on, do you think that if you had a girl child or a younger sister, right, what would you say to them is more important, beauty or brains?
Sometimes beautiful.
Really?
That is very honest, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because to be beautiful is just to be yourself sometimes and natural.
So how does being beautiful help more than brains?
Sometimes being beautiful, you can be attracted to so many people, not men, just
everybody. You think all people treat beautiful people?
Yeah, sometimes.
Better.
Because sometimes if you are like not beautiful, you are ugly, they say, look at that one.
And they don't treat you well. Yes, and so even if you have brains, it doesn't matter because they won't listen to you.
Yes.
So you think that beauty makes people
sometimes,
listen
the
to
first
you.
To,
Okay, Macy?
It's true. Beauty, people, they can listen to you. If you are dirty, how are they going to listen
dirty.
To you?
I love how we just get the opposite of beauty, dirty.
No, I have to be straight.
And Macy, you always go back to dirty. It's very interesting.
Dirty is very important to Macy. He thinks beauty is cleanliness. If you are clean, you are beautiful.
Beauty is cleanliness, you know. If you are beautiful,
that's
everyone can listen to you. Whatever you say, they're going to listen to you because you are beautiful, you are clean. You look so smarter. So that is why they're going to listen to you. You have to teach your kids that, no, boo-boo, you have to be like this.
Interesting. You say they look smarter, but do you mean that intellectually as well? That someone that is clean can also look more intelligent?
Yes.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, so what sort of things do you think beauty can get you?
I think beauty can take you far.
It can take you far. Tell us how.
Beauty can take you far because when you are so beauty, you meet someone, maybe you are bankrupt or out of your budget, can look at you so Are you working? Are you doing this? No, do you know how to do this and that? Because you look at you that you look so smarter. Then it's whereby a beauty can take you up. You know.
You can use it as a tool.
Yes.
To get ahead in life.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can get life with their beauty.
Sure.
Which also makes
definitely
sense.
Definitely. So, what do you think?
I also agree.
You agree, hey?
Yes, yeah.
That beauty can take you places. Give us an example.
It's like if I come like here in your studio, when I just came there by the door, you are watching it and say, oh, look at her. Before I do anything here, then after your speech, whatever, say, but the speech was bad, but hey, she's beautiful.
So this is my question. My question earlier on was around, I think, can beauty make up for brains? So even if you don't have a good personality, even if you're not that smart, if you're beautiful, you think people are still attracted to you. They want to be around you.
Yes, your beautiness can cover all your things sometimes.
Sure.
Yes, can cover all some of your things.
I mean, it's honest.
I so agree.
It's not ideal, but it's honest.
Yes.
But do you think that is right? I know it's the way it is. But do you think it's fair and do you think it is right?
Yes, I can say it's right.
Why?
You are not the one who chose to be beauty. It's God who made you.
Interesting.
Yes. You're not the one who chose to be beauty.
So you really just believe in God's plan for your appearance.
Okay, but then this doesn't have to do with what God did and what you didn't choose. It has to do with how people treat you because God decided to not make you beautiful.
Yeah, but she's saying that.
Even people can use that symbol of God. Even if they don't mention God, just when I approach them, they say, wow. Without saying, how are you? I'm fine, whatever. But
you think that
just
wow
to be, yes. Just your beautiness. Godly. Your beautiness attracts people.
That's very
That sounds like beauty is a currency.
It is.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're saying, though?
Yeah.
I'm not going to add my opinion here because I probably disagree on many levels. But no. Okay. Fine, maybe I will.
Do it. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Beauty nowadays is cheap, right? Because it's easy to achieve in many ways.
It can be bought.
And it's easy to enhance, right? And for me, that's where intelligence is an asset. If you're intelligent enough, okay, to mobilize resources, to buy the right things, to learn the right things, I've seen a lot of people who are naturally unattractive use money and opportunities and resources to make themselves attractive because they're smart.
But actually, do you find someone beautiful because they are intelligent or someone beautiful because they are kind? Not that they actually physically on the outside look like, you know, someone from a magazine, but because they are such an amazing person, they are beautiful.
You are getting used to it. That's why you start enjoying it and getting it more beautiful.
And do you think that, so do you think beauty as a superficial beauty, looks don't last? I always look at old married couples and I think, you know, although you were once attractive, with age we become less and less hot, right? And so what keeps you, I think, in a marriage at that stage has to be so much more than that.
Because the beauty was gone.
So, and I also think at the same time, you can meet somebody, think that they're very beautiful and they have a horrible personality, and suddenly to you, they're not beautiful anymore after a while.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Later on, I was just talking about beauty is inside and outside. I think I'm going back there.
Okay.
Because you can look at Zaha looks so beautiful. I don't know him inside.
Yeah.
How horrible it is, how good it is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Zaha is not the one that you know outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're talking, so basically, we're talking about packaging can be misleading. You know, something can be packaged very nicely, even in a store, and the contents aren't really what you want them to be. And so in the end, even though we're saying maybe beauty is a currency and it can get you far, can it keep you there?
It can.
But you know what, with your statement, I wonder, if you see someone that is beautiful, do you naturally assume they will be good? And if you meet someone that you think is ugly, do you naturally assume they might not be good? Is there an actual assumption in relation to whether you find someone beautiful, not whether they're a nice person or not?
Yeah, you can be beautiful outside, but inside you are a snake.
But will you think if you just see this person and they and you think they're beautiful, will you just naturally think they must be a nice person?
Sometimes.
Why do we want to be around beautiful people? Let's even talk about, you know, I can understand with the opposite sex, right? With men and women finding each other attractive. But even women want to be around other beautiful women. Why do we want to be around beautiful people? What is it about them?
My darling, it's a status.
Like a reflection on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think people think that they're more beautiful if they hang around people with beauty? So being around somebody that's more attractive can make you more attractive?
That's what we're thinking.
Do you think it works?
They think so, not
me. Do you think
me.
They can hide your beauty? So, no, do you think that if you were not beautiful, if you were ugly, that a whole lot of beautiful people could hide your not being attractive?
No.
If you had friends, 5 friends who are beautiful and you're not that beautiful, do you think they can hide you?
No.
Okay. But now I'm going to ask you, after everything we've spoken about again, if you could give your child one gift, either they're going to be intelligent or they're going to be beautiful, which one do you give them?
The intelligence.
Intelligence.
Yes.
Because it lasts longer.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? And we've agreed that intelligence can actually make you more attractive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I think just as a final question, Macy, I'll start with you. Do you think you're beautiful?
I am, yes.
Oh, I love that. You don't even think you are. That's wonderful.
Okay.
And Sibatle?
That's important.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Do you think you're beautiful, Sibatle?
Medium.
Wow.
I'm not beautiful, but I'm fine. I'm just cool.
But you're happy with yourself.
Yes, I'm happy with myself. Yeah.
Very interesting. How do you feel like you're medium, but you still feel happy? How do you get to be happy?
I just love to be myself.
That's really wonderful.
I can change to be more, to look more beautiful, but I won't manage to reach where I want. If I want to be like you, I won't change exactly to look exactly as you. I'll be nearly like you, but not 100%. You see? So I really stay as I am, look as I am.
You can only ever just be yourself.
Yes.
Wow. Are you beautiful?
She's turning it on us. We shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have done this. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I have a very unhealthy relationship with beauty. I really do. I don't believe in the word. I very seldomly want to engage with it because it makes no sense to me.
But by your standards, love, because I think you have a very unique definition of beauty, and by that definition, do you find yourself beautiful?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's just that when it's thrown under that word, then it does have to hold up to certain standards that make no sense to me.
Right.
And that's why I very seldom use the word. But yes, by my own standards, absolutely.
Okay.
How about you, Em?
I said yes.
Yeah, hands down. Okay.
I said yes. I don't want to lie to
the
you.
The yellow bone.
You it's know, got the, nothing the to do with that. Woman. It's got.
I'm joking. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
I'm just like the least vain person in the world. So it makes me uncomfortable to answer this question. But the answer is yes, if you insist. Yes. I had a friend who wore a pig.
Oh, no.
To sleep every night.
Could she breathe?
Through her mouth. She learned to try and change her nose. Yeah.
Did it
work?
I have
friends also.
Did it work? I don't know. She's always had a great nose. But we were very mad. We were very troubled kids, eh? Like, I remember before matric dance, we would sit in front of a fan because her and I were are both yellow bones.
Mm.
We would sit in front of a fan because we felt like it would make us lighter.
No way.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That is so crazy.
Surreal, surreal. So, I mean, one day I'll tell you more, but yes, we were very troubled as kids. Okay.
Can I just say, I used to think that if I stayed inside the house for long enough and didn't see the sun, then I would get lighter. So I used to do that. I used to lock myself inside the house for a very long time.
You see, friend, it's the same thing, but like literally, like we would put on, you'd be sitting in a conversation with a fan in your face.
Mm. I still don't even understand that logic. It's very
no idea. No idea. Something about, I don't know, something about the cold and complexion. I have absolutely no idea what logic that is. Anyway, it's been amazing to talk to you. Very inspiring.
Yeah.
We both have things to think about. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening. Join us next time on the Mate Sessions with Cliff Central. Until then, have a good one. Bye.
Make sure to follow our Twitter page on @MaidProject, MAIDE Project. And also make sure to follow our Facebook page, which is The Mate Sessions, MAIDE as well. Have a lovely evening.
Peace. Determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I will always be the Indiary. When I look in the mirror, the only one there is me. Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.